Hello everybody, it's John. Now you perhaps remember a little while ago I interviewed my next door neighbour, Helen Hutchinson, and she goes around busking with a double bass, of all things. How amazing is that? Now you imagine Elizabeth and I were so very, very pleased when we turned to the other side of our house to find that our new neighbour, Sarah, actually plays a ukulele. So here we are, surrounded by music. So we thought we're very, very lucky because we both like all kinds of music, and it's been lovely to meet Sarah and talk about it. So I think we'll strike an opening chord, Sarah, and just ask you how you came to know about the ukulele in the first place. It must have been years ago, I suppose.
It was a few years ago. Hmm? It was probably about 7 years ago.
All right.
It was a friend of mine from London, Kim, and she told me that she'd been to a local club and she'd been learning to play the ukulele. And I went to visit her and she said, you know, shall I just play you something?
Right.
So she did. And it was, I just thought, that's great. You know, it's not taken a very long to learn it. You know, it's not, in my view, a sort of a difficult instrument to play a few chords.
Right.
Which you can play a lot of songs, really.
I see, yes.
So I thought, well, you know, I'll give it a go. And I stored it up in my brain. I thought, you know, I will take this further, but, you know. And then I went to a music festival called the Acoustic Festival of Britain. And it was in Uttoxeter.
Right.
And at this festival, there was a workshop for people to go along and learn, you know, just do a sort of taster session to learn the ukulele. So I thought, that's great, you know. So I went along, really enjoyed it. And at the end of it, I just thought, do you know, I think I'm going to get hold of a ukulele. And the guy who was actually taking this workshop actually owned his own shop, and he'd brought along, you know, his shop,
some
if you
samples,
like, you
yes.
know, sort of pop up ukulele shop.
Right.
And he said, well, what, you know, why don't you just come in and have a look and see what I've got, you know? And he very kindly played nearly every ukulele that he got, you know, just to give me an idea of the sort of different sounds.
Right.
Quality.
So there are different kinds then.
There are different kinds, with obviously different tones as well, you know, just slightly different quality of sounds. So I found one that I liked, which was a bit, it sounded quite sweet in a way, you know, a bit sort of mandolin-like, than a sort of more tinny sound, you know. I just liked it, and I bought it, you know, and it was a bit of a kind of rash buy, but I absolutely have never regretted it, and still enjoy the sound of it, you know.
Right.
So then, you know, equipped with my ukulele, I joined a group in Haworth.
Oh,
they've got a very active ukulele group. They call themselves HUG, you know, Haworth Ukulele Group.
All right. HUG.
And I got going there, which was brilliant, you know, because you're surrounded with other ukulele players. And then a friend asked me if I'd like to get together with her and start something a bit more local. So myself and his friend, we roped another friend in, and then we roped, a few others in. And before we knew it, we'd got a little kind of very local group of friends who were all kind of at the beginning stages of learning, do you know what I mean?
And it's all ukuleles?
All ukuleles, and we sing, you know, which is, for me, one of the things about ukulele is I very much enjoy singing, with others.
Right.
I enjoy singing on my own as well.
Yeah.
And so, for me, you know, it was up my street. And we kept this group going for quite a while, and sadly, eventually, you know, the sort of different friends kind of drifted off to do other things, and there were just a few of us left. I mean, I am actually in it now, but it's got a slightly different membership from before, but it is a very kind of friendship-based group, you know.
And are they all local people?
Yeah, mm-hmm. They are, yeah.
Like local to Todmorden, I mean?
Local to, well, yeah, some are local to Todd, some are local to Hebden.
Right, oh, as far away
but
as
in
that.
This area, you know, yeah. Yeah, as far away as that, yeah.
Right, yeah.
So, yeah, so it's been great,
so,
really
so
enjoyed
when,
it.
So when you were this newly... Well, they grow organically and then they change and they meld and they go from one to another, don't they, as you say? And do you all sing when you're playing?
Yes, I mean, some of us are more confident about singing than others, you know, such as myself. You know, I'm in a choir and I'm in a sort of smaller, you know, I sing in a smaller group as well. And I've been singing for quite a while,
yes,
you know.
Right.
So, I mean, those of us who are more confident tend to maybe sing a little bit more than others, but
yes,
we're very encouraging,
yes,
you know,
uh-huh.
of everybody, you know, singing and playing and, you know, kind of, yeah, we yeah. support each other in it, you know
yeah.
what I mean? Yeah. But, so for me, you know, it was ideal because I could sing at the same time as play.
Yeah.
It's a rocket science.
My greatest admiration, I know I've told you before, I really do admire people who can play an instrument because I can't. I sing a little bit, but I certainly never mastered an instrument. And it always amazes me to see people, you know, sitting down and strumming away or whatever, or playing an organ or a piano and singing away as well. I think it's absolutely amazing. Is there a particular kind of music that you play when you're ukulele playing? Is it like folk music or
yes,
traditional music?
Yes, sort of kind of folky, you know, sort of acoustic sounds, you know.
Right.
Let's think.
So do you get people who compose things for you?
To be honest, no. I'm just trying to think of, you know, it'll be sort of popular music like you know, like the Beatles or you know, James Taylor or, you know, of that kind of ilk, you know,
right.
maybe not popular and things that everybody listens to, but people of my generation.
Yes, they will know the music, yeah.
Yeah, they will
they're
know
familiar
the
with
music.
The tunes and things,
yeah.
Right. Mm. I mean, obviously, to my way of thinking, George Formby was a proponent of things like this, and people will think of him, and the way that he played was quite a unique style, I always used to think. But I would imagine that the way that you play the ukulele is nothing like the way he played it. His was just strumming and strumming and strumming and strumming.
Yeah, I mean, some of the numbers that we play are quite traditional, you know, like Going on a Sentimental Journey, which isn't actually, it's not sort of George Formby-like, but it's sort of kind of from that, you know,
yeah.
sort of further back in time, right. You know what I mean?
So further back in time, so how old is the instrument? What, do you know anything
well,
about
yes,
the history
yes,
of it?
Yes, I do, actually. Yes, I know a little bit about it. Well, a lot of people think that the ukulele originated in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And in Hawaii, there's a really long history of people being interested in it and playing it, but it actually originated in Portugal, or should I say in Madeira, which is an island.
Right.
You know, there's the Portuguese island. And it was, the uke apparently was brought over to Hawaii by people emigrating there
right.
from Madeira. And I think they were attracted to the ukulele. Well, there were hundreds of years, apparently, of having, you know, four stringed instruments
of various
like
kinds,
sort of,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
like a guitar, but different
yeah.
kind of designs, you know.
Mm.
And so the forerunner of the uke was brought over by from Madeira, and I think the attraction of it is because it's small,
yeah.
and
yes.
it's sort of fairly easy to play, and you can sing and you can, you know, get together and have a laugh,
yeah.
and, you know what I mean, very social. Mm. And so it was brought over, and then three of the people, three men who emigrated, they started their own business there, and they started making ukuleles.
Out in Hawaii?
Out in Hawaii,
right.
yeah.
Right, yeah.
in Honolulu.
Yes.
And they, from there, there was a king of Hawaii who got very interested in it, and he, because he was the king, he kind of publicised using the ukulele. He used it in all the sort of ceremonies and everything, and he was trying to get, I suppose, the sort of culture of Hawaii more, you know, he was trying to promote it.
Yes, I see.
And so he kind of, he took the uke and he sort of made it part of the culture, if you like. And it was a very popular instrument anyway.
Yeah.
And so that's how it became very popular in Hawaii, right, apparently.
So what were the kind of ukuleles that they made in Hawaii significantly different from the ones that the travellers had brought over?
I don't think so, no. I think they were adapted. The same. Yeah. It was somebody called Manuel Nunes. I'm not quite sure how to pronounce Nunes, but it's right. N-U-N-E-S. And right. he was the sort of the boss, if you like, and Jose Santa and Augustin Diaz worked with him, and they were his assistants, but they apparently in the end they kind of broke, and they had their own, I mean, I imagine there was, they just decided to start their own businesses.
And
then they adapted it.
Yeah.
And adapted the sound and the, I guess, you know, the designs and, you know,
right,
so on from that first instrument that they took over.
Right.
They developed
and as
further.
You say, the advantage of it is that it is small and portable, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Whereas this double bass that I've got in my mind that Helen carts around with it, you can't say that that's particularly portable.
No.
A ukulele you could sort of put in a bag almost and carry it with the rest of your luggage reasonably easily.
Yeah. I mean, I think through time it's actually been quite popular with seafarers as well, you know, because of its portability. It doesn't take up a lot of space, you know, when you're on a boat you don't want to be taking really bulky things, you know, because you don't, I guess, you know.
And horn pipes and things, things, and mouth organs and that kind of thing.
That's right.
And the spoons, right?
Yeah.
Anything that was small and put in your pocket almost.
Yes.
Right.
Mm.
So the ukulele then had quite a journey before it got to Hawaii, which is where I thought it originated from, and Honolulu, but it didn't at all, right? Well, I suppose in Madeira, there'd be a cross of cultures between almost African music and European, wouldn't there, out there? So it crossed a lot of boundaries.
Yes.
And do you ever take it with you when you're travelling?
I do. I do take it with me when I'm travelling. And I was going to say how during lockdown, me and my mother, my mum, we did Zooms and I'd play the ukulele. Right. And we'd try singing together.
Did you manage?
We did actually. I mean, we weren't completely in sync.
No.
Because you can't be in that situation. But we made the absolute best of it. And we had a bit of a laugh.
Well,
which was the main thing, really. And we sang all sorts of, you know, songs from, you know, the ones that she knew, you know, when she was
from
a bit younger.
And things like this,
and, you know, through the ages type of thing.
Right.
That we both knew. And and I learned them on the uke, and then we played them together, you know. And it was a very lovely way of keeping in touch, really.
Yes,
apart
of course,
from speaking to her on the phone and so on, when I couldn't visit, and she couldn't visit me, and so.
Yes, it's a way of covering the miles, isn't it?
It is.
Together.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I know some choirs have been more successful than our choral society at Zooming. And they managed to sing together, but we never quite managed that.
No.
We could hear our leader playing the music and so on, and or however it was produced, and we just had to sing along ourselves, but we couldn't hear what everybody else was singing, which was a bit of a nuisance, really.
Yeah.
Because with choral singing, you need to be with other people.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
But you sing on your own, you see. That's marvellous.
I do, but I really enjoy singing with others as well, you know. Yeah, I enjoy both.
Mm. Mm. So you say you're in a choir?
I'm in a choir, yes.
So
yes,
which choir are you in?
I sing with the Three Valleys Gospel Choir.
All right,
You know, that meet at the Central Methodist Church.
Yeah.
And really enjoy it, you know.
Yes, right.
Mm. I've been in it a few years now.
Right.
It was a little bit different during lockdown, but as soon as, choirs could meet again, you know, then, you know, some of us got together.
Got together again.
Yeah.
Now, you can't always mix styles of music too successfully together. Mm-hmm. And I would imagine, to be honest, I can't imagine ukulele playing going along with gospel singing. What do you think it would do? You know, would the two ever come together?
Maybe not, no. To be honest. I don't accompany myself singing the music that I sing at the Three Valleys Gospel. Although not all the music that we sing is gospel music.
No.
You know, it's quite a wide range of music, although most of it is,
yeah,
I would describe as gospel music.
Yeah, yeah.
But not exclusively,
no.
You know. And I like that range as well, you know. Mm.
And you obviously find it enjoyable and to an extent therapeutic.
Yes, yeah, I do.
Especially during lockdown. I think people have turned a lot to music. I know we have.
Yes.
And, well, you know, when people say, well, what sort of music do you like? All I can say is, well, it depends what sort of a mood I'm in.
Yes.
You know, because there's so many different sorts of music, and it's good, you know, to have that to fall back on to help you to get all these troubled times.
But you can play a really wide range of music on a ukulele. You know, I don't know if you've ever heard of the ukulele orchestra of Great Britain, it's called.
Yeah, but I've seen it on I think it was on YouTube, and I was absolutely astounded.
Isn't it?
Yeah, amazing.
The range of music that they play. I mean, it's all with great humour.
Yes.
Absolutely fantastic.
Yes,
they're
a bit tongue-in-cheek, but very clever,
very
players.
Competent, aren't they?
Yeah, you know,
really very virtuosos.
And as you say, they all have different kinds of ukuleles,
yes.
But there are a lot of different styles there, and it's interesting, as you say, to hear the different sounds that they make.
Yes.
Yeah. I can't promise that I'm ever going to have a go at one, because I don't think I could do it, but you say it's easy to play, and if anybody did want to pick it up and try it, where would they be better going? You know, are there groups they can join? Or?
There are quite a number of groups around. I'm not exactly sure in this area at the moment which groups have been meeting because of lockdown. But they're, you know, the internet. If they looked,
that's,
you know,
the best place,
on the
isn't
internet,
it? Yeah.
Right. Put a search. I'm sure they'd find
somewhere,
you know,
local.
Yeah, they'd find results. And there is the group in Haworth, which is, I think, is going, because I've got a friend who's going. And they might know about other groups around.
Yeah, this is how it works, isn't it? You ask somebody. Yeah.
There used to be a group in the White Swan in Hebden. And there was a group there, but I don't know if they've been meeting.
Right. Because, this COVID lockdown has so much to answer for, hasn't it, in that respect?
But there's also the Guitar Centre on Water Street. And he sells ukuleles. And he did say to me when I went in, that he likes kind of giving information about musical things.
Right.
And, you know, so I imagine that he might know something about what's
now
going on in the area.
I have to admit, great ignorance here.
It's called the Pennine Guitar Centre.
Tell me more.
Card there. Kevin Rivett, 29 Water Street, Todmorden.
Right.
There we are.
There you are, folks. You've heard it first here. Go along to Water Street, and that's how to get involved.
I think he might have some information.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm not, you know, absolutely promising, but I got the idea that, you know, that he, because people go in, you know, obviously are we ute players or guitar players, you know, that he's likely to have his ear to the ground, and he might know of leads, you know, he might be able to give some leads.
Yes, of course.
To people,
so that's probably one of the best ways to do it locally.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's you know, obviously it's good to support, because lots of these little music shops have closed.
Yes.
Or even bigger
ones,
shops, you know, because everything's gone online.
Yeah.
You know, so it's brilliant that this has started in Todd.
Oh, right.
I think.
So that's somewhere to go, or of course the famous internet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for that, Sarah. It's been absolutely fascinating. I've learnt quite a lot this afternoon, and I think our readers will find that very interesting. And who knows, some of them might want to start playing themselves. Okay.
Okay, thanks
right, thank
very
you.
Much then, John.